Good morning, Chris. KDRBV. Get any snow up your way or still snowless?
It's like we had like a real light dusting because there was blowing on the road, but drifting only in certain areas where it's just wide open out here. At home, there was some snow, but it was just really light. It's like someone just sprinkled powdered sugar on the driveway. No real accumulation. But since I'm on a country road, must have had some high wind last night because there's some areas where it's just like a drift that's pretty good. And I go along the road and then all of a sudden it's just dry. Or it's drifted, it's, you know, the usual highly polished area. I left the house at a pretty good time. Everything was working out good. Dog was cooperating with going out and doing her duty. So that and got the two cats situated. behind somebody that's going 20 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour in the air, that's going to be sashay on a different road here because I'm not going to get stuck behind that.
Cars are covered in the subdivision. Opened up the blinds in the bedroom and I saw people cleaning their cars off. We've just been getting like a half an inch to an inch at a time. We're supposed to get snow this morning. We seem to get more of the lake effect banding coming through our area than you do up where you're at. For whatever reason, just the way it flows. I was looking, there's a map I found online where you can look at the Lake Michigan water temperatures at different buoy locations up and down the state. And some places were like 38, some were 36, 37, and there were two that were 32. But I was just wondering if the lake's getting close to freezing yet, cut off the lake effect snow, or if it's going to keep going. Some winters they freeze over, and some winters they don't. We had a really warm summer, lake temperatures, so might take a long time to freeze. We'll see what it does on Monday and Tuesday when it gets really cold. Yeah, I like it when you let the dog out. You open the door when it's really cold in the morning, they try to decide if they want to go out or not.
I know, it's like somebody else at home. I hate it. Have to go out, you know. Yeah, usually after they're done eating, instantly they gotta go out, so reluctantly, you know, and once they're out there, then they're alright, but they have to go barking and let you know when she's ready. Come in and it's all full of snow. black Shih Tzu. Actually, Shih Tzu really loves the snow. The last Shih Tzu that we had for 16 years, he's run and jump in the snow and bury his face in it. And, you know, a Shih Tzu's got that real long hair. He'd come in and balls of snow all over him, you know. He's the same, too. Their hair is as long as Simba's was. Simba had long hair. He's only her hair is short, thinning out now that she's getting old. So he's going to put a little doggy sweater on her. Yeah, once she's out there, she's good, you know. She'll let you know when she's done. Yeah, that's the scoop, man. Well, I'm just arrived in Bay City, so from this point on, right straight through.
RVP?
Yeah, it's nice that you got a couple different ways you can go.
At least you're not catching a train this morning. Zip right on in and get there on time.
Yep, you never know. There were a couple times when I was working in Flint that I would go to come home. And it was one of those days where the warmest part of the day was on your way into work and the coldest part of the day was on your way home. And everything froze. Accidents all over the highways. The back roads were like two tracks that your tires ride in was complete ice. And all the way home, everybody was doing like 15, 20 miles an hour, slipping and sliding and just pure ice. And it took quite a while to get home. Like, usually it would take me 25 minutes to get home. It would take me over an hour. I know I was coming one time. I was coming down Fenton Road. I could take Fenton Road, I could take Torrey Road, and Fenton Road, there was an accident when I got south of Thompson, and there's nowhere to go. Everybody was turning around, but it was all snow on the side, so everybody was trying to back up, do their 30-point turn to try to get turned around. There were fire trucks, there was an accident, had the road closed. Yeah, it was fun sometimes. Of course, it was even worse when I was working in Troy. There was one day we had snow all day while I was at work. I'm trying to get home from Troy on I-75. It took me, instead of 50 minutes, it took me 2.5 hours to get home. With your commute, you should never have quite that long to get home, but there's some days.
If I would have stayed behind that person going 25 miles an hour, I'd still be on that road. I'm at my last traffic stop here in Bay City. Traffic light is actually going through all those colors. Now I'm through the point where all the traffic lights are all blinking yellow. I still gotta cross that railroad track, yeah, with the main road running through. Yeah, no matter what, you gotta cross it.
Yeah, this will be my last week for me working overtime. I work Saturday. We're not going to work Sunday. Sundays have been pretty quiet. They haven't really needed much help, so just doing overtime on Saturday. My 2-week pay period ended last Saturday. I had just a little over 100 hours. So I got a nice paycheck this week.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of hours. Good thing you're not standing on your feet for that many. I'm just pulling in the work parking lot right now. Traffic coming my way here. Let me sit here for a little bit. K-A-A-L-D-F for I-E. Here we go, we're turning in.
All right, and have a good day at work. I bet 5 o'clock can't come soon enough, but you'll like the paycheck, I'm sure. Especially after the holidays, like we were talking, Christmas and car insurance and all the stuff that comes due. Nice to get a little cash. It's not always fun working it, but it's nice spending it. 7-3, Chris, I'll listen now for your final. Have a good day. KB8RVP.
Like you say, what we were talking about before, everything's due, you know, at the end of December, everything. All the cars, motorcycle, everything, house insurance, everything. So let's put the clamp down there, man. And everything's going up, you know, nothing's ever coming down. Everything's always increasing, consumers is increasing. You know, even though your whole house is switched over to LED lighting and all that, you're using less electricity, but now they're charging you more for electricity or gas per unit, you know. The name of the game. Alrighty, yeah, I'm gonna waltz on in and relax a little bit before I get going, and hopefully today goes by quick too. And so with you, hopefully you don't have too many issues. Have a good one, Mike. Take care. KB8RVP, K-8LDR.
KD8, IWS Mobile, listening. Anybody, anywhere.
Yeah, it might be somebody somewhere. They're probably frozen by now, but other than that, WYRC, how you doing?
WYRC, KD8, IWS Mobile. Yep, just kind of roaming around, checking the frequency out. What's your QTH?
I'm over here in Old Pier, about 3 miles north of Old Pier.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I know this is this repeater is linked into I think it's linked into maybe Lansing and a couple other repeaters as well. So yeah, just checking the radio out, make sure she's still talking, I guess it is.
Yes, sir, no problem. I was trying to find out my open shark here. My open spot shark RF here. I'm trying to figure out a setting on it. I'm going into YouTube, see if I can find it. I forgot. I did it before, but I don't remember how to do it, so I'm going to go in here and look. So, anyway, I'm not going to hold you, and I just want to make sure that you knew somebody was still alive out here. So, I'm supposed to be sleeping. I work third shift. I'm taking a break, I guess, and I got to go back to lay down. You go back to work at 10 o'clock tonight, but anyway, 7-3, have a good day. WARC.
Okay, yep, thanks a lot for coming back to me. You have a good day. I hope you find what you're looking for on YouTube there. WARC, this is Kurt in Fenton, KD8IWS Mobile, clear, 7-3.
W6MET,
mobile.
Yeah, Fanny Whale monitoring. KFADY whale monitoring. KFADY whale monitoring.